My name is Al Williams. I'm a promoter for the Sound Clash New Orleans Premier Beat Battle Artist Showcase and Networking Event.
This Thursday, October 18th, the monthly New Orleans hip-hop beat battle, Sound Clash, will celebrate its fourth anniversary at Maison on Frenchman Street. Sound Clash was founded by local rappers Lyrikill and Truth Universal. It pits rappers and producers against one another in a multi-round competition. Williams handles the business and promotion side of the event.
Some of the artists that you all have heard from are 3D Nati, D1, who's getting his name into national recognition. You know, Nesby Phipps has performed at Sound Clash. Currency has performed at Sound Clash. It's a lot of artists who've performed.
I sat down with L. Williams and DJ Rockaway, Sound Clash's house DJ.
I'm DJ Rockaway. I'm the DJ for the Sound Clash.
Sound Clash aims to provide a platform for aspiring hip-hop artists, but also to help them pick up a little career advice and network with established professionals. This month's headline judge is producer S1, known for his recent work with names like Kanye West and Beyonce. Can you walk me through the evening step by step?
We start sign up at 8 o'clock. It normally fills up pretty quick because there's a demand for people that want to be heard. At 9 o'clock, we start it, and 10 o'clock, we aim to start the beat battle portion of it, and all during Rockaway, you know, is spending different intermissions, and we're encouraging people to network.
And networking is an important part of it. For example, your big judge this time is S1, who's produced for some pretty big people in the last few years.
He started out, he's from Dallas, Texas. He started out with this group called Strange Fruit. They're real underground. He actually started out doing beat battles. And by doing all these beat battles and going to these conferences, he gained network industry contacts. And, you know, he always came in first or third or second, something like that. And people started to take notice of his style. He met Rhymefest. And Rhymefest is from Chicago. He gave Rhymefest some beats. Rhymefest passed the beats on to Kanye. Kanye told him, hey, I'm about to change your life. And about 3 days later, he sent him an email with plane tickets saying, come to Hawaii. And he wound up working with Kanye West on Watch the Throne. And from there, he met Jay-Z and he met Beyonce. It literally changed his life because he went from underground producer to I'm working with Jay-Z and Kanye West. And, you know, it's all due to pretty much networking and him being prepared when this opportunity came and having a platform of those beat battles to get himself out there. And that's what we actually aim to be, where someone can have a life-changing event, you know, literally, like, hey man, come to Hawaii tomorrow. I would quit my job. Like, I'm, you know, some people, you know, they're like, oh, I can't come right now. Can I come next week? Uh-huh. I would quit my job. Like, I'm out. I'm out.
With the judges, another reason why the judges are of the caliber that they are is so they can be able to share something with the people that are performing, or share something with the people that are showing their beats. Because if S1 gives you some advice, yeah, You're going to take that advice. I mean, even if he tells you you should tie your shoes more often, you're going to take that advice.
Right. It's one thing for L. Williams to tell you. It's one thing for Rockaway to tell you. And it's a totally different thing for a Grammy Award-winning producer to tell you. Not saying he knows everything, but he knows enough to win a Grammy. So, you know.
A lot of our local producers might think that, man, it'd be really cool to talk to somebody who actually knows what's going on in this game without having to spend my rent money, you know, just for the opportunity. And you can come and perform in front of S1 and you can demonstrate what it is, you know, you can ask S1 questions.
We definitely want it to be a learning environment without saying, hey, I'm teaching you something. Because when you do that, people are pretty opposed to learning, you know, but we definitely, I study a lot, you know, Rockaway studies a lot and try to pass along knowledge to people and give them food for thought without letting them know they're eating, you know.
So the event is music focused, but you also try to help people with the business side of things.
We definitely want to emphasize the business side of it. You know, everyone cannot be a rapper, you know. I cannot rap. I have to do, much as I love it, you know, I have to find a different avenue, you know what I mean? A lot of people have talent in New Orleans, but they're just running around like a chicken with their head cut off, just hoping to be heard. They don't know the business side of it. You need to learn how to market this. You need to learn how to promote that. You know, you need to learn how to target market. You need to learn how to niche market.
You know, like if you Googled how to have a music career, I'm sure you could get some kind of very vague outline of what it is you can or can't do or shouldn't do. But they're not going to tell you you should try tweeting twice a day at this time at peak hours to this person, and this person. Or you should try to be at these kinds of events 2 to 3 times a week. Or you should try to meet this type of person once or twice a month. Like, they may or may not tell you those things. They may not tell you your business card should look this way, or you should dress this way, or maybe you shouldn't curse on your social network.
You guys have anything special in mind for the anniversary event? It's not just going to be a regular Sound Clash event.
We hope it doesn't wind up being
regular is a hard way to describe it, because it's never
I take that word back then.
It's never the same.
It's never the same. Because we had
Juvenile showed up, and he was just chilling. He was just enjoying himself, you know, just chilling in the room. You know?
We have some special invited guests.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say any names. That way, if they don't come through, I don't look like a big flake, you know. But, I mean, we hope some people who normally wouldn't stop by the Sound Clash will stop by, because it's a, you know, special occasion by being a four-year anniversary. I'm really proud of that.
So it's been 4 years. Obviously, Sound Clash is continuing into the future. What do you guys really hope is going to come out of it, or continue to come out of it?
I guess the bottom line, end result, is opportunity. Because we have, in New Orleans, it's always, oh, there's all these great artists in New Orleans. And a lot of those artists never leave New Orleans because they don't, opportunities either aren't presented to them, or they don't take them, or they don't know that they can. So it's kind of a, so it's kind of like volunteering somewhere. Like, you hope somebody cares that you did something. You're doing it because you want to, but you're hoping somebody cares. And it's the same thing. Like, we're putting this this opportunity in front of people, and, you know, in people's faces. And it's not just like we text people and say, hey, the Sound Clash is coming on, or the Sound Clash is about to happen. It's like he releases an actual press kit. You know, it's sent to, like, our local media outlets. It's on your social networks, your Twitter, your Facebook. I don't know if you put it on MySpace.
I have before.
Okay.
I'm like, I know someone's left behind, you know.
Right.
I know someone is still there, you know.
So it's just like there is an opportunity to take another step in your career. Some people might be sitting at home, either a beat maker, a singer, a dancer, a poet, you know, anybody might be sitting at home like, man, I wonder what's the next step. Is there a next step? What else can I do? Where can I get some advice? And a Sound Clash can be that place. You know, they can, that step might not be performing or actually demonstrating that beat. That step might be walking in and bumping into somebody. You make him spill his drink, and it turns out he's somebody that's going to be the next producer.